Tuesday night, Earl of Zavador, Minchas Chinuch here, we started Mitzvah Chof, and which is Lo Yeroa. I was thinking like this. The bottom line, after all, most Rishonim, that's what I think, even though if you read the art scroll, you don't get that impression. But my impression learning Tzachim, because this is the sugya of Dalet and Dafei, because by Lo Yeroa it says B'chol Gvulcha, and by Bal Yimotze it says Beischa. But then it says Minayin Litein is Omer Shol Zeh B'zeh V'shol Zeh B'zeh, and the Gemara is making that. And when the dust settles, again, the article did not present it this way. I wasn't Minayin in it, but just when I was reading it yesterday, I noticed. But in my mind, their presentation is not correct. Most hold that there's no difference. And they presented it like there is a difference, and V.A. Showman, there's no difference. But that just means, this is what I realized today, and it could be what I'm about to say is like very, very poshut, and not even a chiddush. It's not pshat. The dinim are the same because they mean the same thing. Certainly they mean different things. Lo yiroa means it shouldn't be seen. And lamaisa, what lo yimotzi means, after we make the drushes, is that it shouldn't be available. Motzi biyotcha. It shouldn't be under your control. It shouldn't be available. But then, any case you can think of, it probably is available. Someone's watching it for you, so it's called Motzi B'yotcha, because he's watching it for you. If you ask for it, he'll give it to you. So it's called Motzi B'yotcha. Lo Yeroa means it shouldn't be around. Probably the emphasis being, I don't know, more on you'll see it, you might come to eat it, whatever. My point is, they mean different things. It's not the pshat, there's no difference between the two. That it's just a repetition, like loytoy chaldom, loytoy chaldom. It would just be like loytoy chaldom, loytoy chaldom. It obviously wouldn't be counted as two in the minyan mitzvahs. Like it couldn't be. That's the shorish of the Rambam, shorish test. That you don't count the number of times Hashem said don't do it. You count the number of isurim or mitzvahs. So pshat is it's definitely a different isur. Chomet shouldn't be seen. Probably, what's wrong if it's seen? It might come to eat it. The pasuk is mashma that the bal yiroa bal yimotzei is because you might come to eat it. Because the pasuk always says, like lo yiroa lechachomei lechachomei, granted not by lo yiroa, but lo yimotzei it says. Shema shem besod lo yimotzei bevatechem ki kol ochel machmetzos v'nichchon nefshehi mikerev hamo. Like, don't make chomets available. I say it, don't have it be available to you. But it's a different love. It asks a different reality. It could be the bottom line after the dust settles, so there's no difference. You'll never be able one without the other.
And then you get the 80 markers.
Yeah. I'm saying, in pshuto shel mikro, like, in pshuto shel mikro, they do mean two different things, and that's why they can be two different loving. Lo Yeroa means it shouldn't be seen. Lo Yimotzei means it shouldn't be available. And they're different. They're not two ways. What am I saying? I'm talking too much. It's not two ways of saying the same thing. It's not like two different perspectives to view the issue of owning chametz. Then it wouldn't be too loud. Talk of two different things. Lo Yeroa is not Lo Yimotzei. Lo Yimotzei is not Lo Yeroa. We can't think of a difference between them. The difference is if you have a Kazayas Chametz in an underground vault locked away. Or so that's not true, because you still have a Bal Yiroa. It doesn't say Bal Yiroa, it's Bal Yiroa. So, but I was thinking, but it used to be very difficult for me to accept this, but that's because I didn't realize it. Now I realize it. That it means something else. So it could be a different love because it's a different nekuda that's also. It's a different nekuda that's also. So, let's say, I can't think of a case where it would always match up that you're over both lavim.
Usually over both, no?
Now here you're always over both. I'm trying to think of an example.
Except for
something
he has
else.
I
know. Like, let's say you do have a Gezara, and there's a lot, don't do a Gezara. There's another lot, like, don't turn away from Hashem. So it's two different lot in Lamai, so they say two different things. Just because, like, you know, you'll always be able to don't turn away from Hashem, and you do have a Gezara. That's what I mean. Well, you run like, they do mean two different things. I'll keep shot. Okay.
What about, he asked the question. The person speaks Lashon Hara.
What?
No, the person speaks Lashon Hara, so he could be over like 15 Yisurim in the same
depends
order.
Which ones.
What's that?
It depends which ones. Some are different, like L'Selech Rachel Ba'amecha and L'Sisna Sachicha Ba'lovecha, so they're different. But if, again, if it's just a repetition of Lashon Hara, then.
Chaim has famously the whole list of like all these sort of
things. Well, the same person hates the other person and he says it's not about him.
Two different things.
He says the same words, and the same words he's always been saying.
Right. Sometimes he's something like this. I don't remember how many. Let's say he lists like 20, it's like 25 disorders. It could be over. The most it could ever, I think, be over with one thing, like 15 of them, or something like that. Because some of them is like Dafka against the Kohen, and something against the Zibor, and it's like not all of them can work together. But it could be over like 15 of them, 10 of them.
Right,
the same words, but there's a bunch of different disorders. And there's this, someone can be over.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. The Lamaisa means two things.
Somebody eats a cheeseburger bugs him. So we have the same bite of food to be over.
No, that's mommy's different, yeah.
Yeah, the kids are getting to work, right? Right, he's plowing with Kilayim animals, and he kills Kilayim, all the
different. Okay, where are we up to? I'm sorry, I just have to deal with these things.
Up to the midst of writing a sefer Torah. No, that's the last mitzvah.
Oh.
Okay, mitzvah chaf. We're going to learn the menchas chinuch now. Ayin leel belav de lo yimotu v'chol adinim d'shom shayochim kan. Ayin kesef mishnah perek alo v'chol mitzumato lo chagimu daite v'das v'rambam to the tomun if it's buried away. Ain't no ever allowed to serve by Yeroya, or Zafka Shinirale Nayim. The Nirale Nayim, Mother Bishnei Lavin, Valibur Bani Motse.
That's
amazing. The Toman and the Oiva Balava Zer, that's what he holds, Bani Yeroya.
It's just Mamish like.
Right, Mishu Bani Motse. That's
what
you're
saying.
That's what the guest of Mishnah
holds. Yeah, but it's amazing. No, it's just, he literally, his eyes don't see it.
Nobody can see it. Everybody's moided the Ziyuk. Is the heroic, it shouldn't be able to be seen. Not you shouldn't see it. But here, nobody, it can't be seen by anybody. It's someone.
Yeah, but my memory is like it's in a cave, so if it's that person's cave, then their shoes are over. But he's saying if it's in a cave, people can't
I don't know what someone means. It means it can't be seen. Maybe it can't be seen by anybody. I mean, to me, the logic would be that obviously there's a connection between seeing it and possibly eating it. I mean, that's just that's that some shot here. It's not an issa re'iyah, it's not an issa histakwas. Not like, you know, look at Chumash on Pesach. Yeah, not only are you allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to even look at it.
The person took his chametz and took it out to the desert. And he put it in the desert and then went back home. So that's not over.
You are, or certainly you are.
Why
aren't you over? You're absolutely over.
He went back home.
That's for sure that Bal Yiroh doesn't mean you have to be able to see it to be over. It says it shouldn't be seen, not you shouldn't see it.
Even though it's
in
a makom that's not owned by anybody?
I don't know, it's Begolui. You want to make a new definition for Talmud? I don't know. If it's in the open, then it can be seen. There's no people around now. I don't know. It could be, you're right. It could be if it's in a place where nobody sees it, so you're not over. I don't know where to draw the line. To me, Mustavra is it can't be seen. It's Ephraminia, not Mitzad. Circumstances. He learned the Kesef Mishnah takes it literally.
This
would be an Afkami. Yeah, but it's not like I know a Chaim I think the consensus is that you're over because it says, well, you're right, it should not be seen. Not like Tira, don't see it.
But he holds if the person's blind, they're not over.
Kesef Mishnah. Here he says the chiluk we've been saying all along. The shemadam abu beino tamun after who ain't a roya moidek as of mishnah the mechamuk moivim b'lagzeh. Oh, okay. So now you can take your paws off the kesef mishnah now. V'm kein hachanam yisumo v'tzarichion. V'kesavdi v'ktsas ion. V'nyan ishi michay mitzuzoyim v'kesavdi v'el. That's because of Mishnah, so this is a Rambam, and I'm not going to say, I'm came in here, like in Shoinim, we were talking about what Tom and Rock on board.
Is that enough to Mina, according to the Kesef Mishnah between Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotza? The Summa?
Yeah, if it's not Tayyab, then it'd only be 40.
Right, but he's still Bichai for Bal Yimotza.
Right, but in other words, 40 instead of 80. Right. Yeah, it's amazing. 40 matas. Good. And the other one's pretty nice.
Okay, let's go.
Which way are we going?
You.
Is that?
Oh.
One.
Two. Mila.
Three.
Gidden Asher.
Four.
Kiddush Hashem.
Five.
Sif is the Pesach.
Six.
Achilas the Pesach.
Seven.
Nine. Bishul. Isa.
Eight.
Nozar.
Nine.
After Nozar. One second. Teshvisa?
Ten.
It was Teshvisa, so then eating matzah, Ashkelas matzah?
It's easy, you can match up 10 and 20. Oh no, 10 and 19, okay.
Yeah.
11.
Bar Yimotza.
12.
Yeah,
crypt sheet there.
No. Nothing.
12.
Twelve. Okay, one second. We just said Bayim Mata. I gotta get focused in again. Bayim Mata. Tarovis. Isha Tarovis.
13.
Let's see, once again, get to the minute. Yeah, where are we now? Back to the paper. You can't feed it to a musumad.
14.
You can't feed it to a ger natosha.
15.
Not to take the korban achutz.
16.
Not to break a bone in the korban.
17.
Don't, 17, one second, there's one more, before Kiddush Bechorah, right before that one. Not there yet. What's the one right before,
Korban Pesach, something with the Korban Pesach.
Oh, okay. Korban Pesach is, has just the Korban Pesach. So it must be,
Arel.
Not an Easter and Arel.
Good.
Okay,
Arel.
18. Arel, okay, now. 18. Now we're up to, Kiddush Bechorah.
19.
Don't eat chametz.
20.
And 20 is the one we just did, which is, Baal Yirat.
Okay. Very good. No, Mamish, I'm very impressed. Okay, well, let's stop here. I'm falling asleep anyway.